Let me pray for us and we will get started.
God, thank you for this time this morning to meet. Thank you for another place to gather. This morning I'm reminded that churches have to move around to avoid detection some places. And I pray you would give them places to meet, give them protection, give them growth in numbers and also in hope. Guide us this morning as we study your word. Help us to always rejoice in Christ. When we don't, help us to rejoice that Christ has accomplished all that we can ever do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all having fun so far?
Yeah.
Am I ready to get home?
No.
My lips miss the humidity of Augusta, Georgia, so they're a bit chapped, but it's okay. What does 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 say about the Word of God? Where does it come from? You read it this morning in your devotional, hopefully. The Word of God is what? It's what I can't do right now. Breathed out, right? The Word of God is breathed out. The idea of being breathed out reminds me of Genesis 1 and 2, where God forms Adam. And then it says that he breathes his life into him. And the picture there is that God gets down over Adam, and almost like mouth to mouth. And God gets really close, obviously, to Adam. And he goes, and Adam's body just comes alive. He just breathes life, his own life, his vitality, into Adam. And Adam comes alive. The Spirit, the Word, the life, the breath of God. And in the same way, the Word of God is God going into you every day. Every time you read it, it is God breathing himself into you, him getting close to you, face to face, look in my eyes. God breathing his life, his Word, and his Spirit into you. The Word of God is good, and it is rich. Psalm 119, the psalmist says, the Word of God is my delight. I think about some of the things that I delight in. I delight in God's probably greatest invention ever, donuts. When I get a donut, I'm excited. There's nothing sad about my body or life when I have a donut in my hand. Okay? When I'm coming to the Rocky Mountains, I am delighted. I can't wait the first time you come around a corner and you're like, boom! There they are. I'm just delighted. When I see my wife when I get home, when I see my kids, they come running up to me. I'm overjoyed. I am full of delight at seeing them. And in the same way, the psalmist describes the Word of God. He says, it is my delight. It is my joy. It's the thing I look forward to. I long for what I want. And that's what I want for y'all. I want the Word of God every day to be your delight. Like having a donut or seeing a mountain or seeing a loved one. I want you to delight in it. Now, there are going to be seasons where you do not delight in the Word of God. It is boring, it'll be stale, it'll be hard to do, and you'll be unmotivated. In fact, you'll have seasons in your life where you're not going to read your Bible. It's who we are. But come back. If you stop, come back. Read again. Start again. Start all over. There's nothing wrong with starting again. Right? There's nothing wrong with it. Come back, start again, and pray, God, make your Word a delight to me. God, make your Word a delight to me. And anytime you taste something delightful or see something delightful, think about the Word of God. Say, God, make your Word the same way to me as whatever that other thing is over there to me. All right? The Word of God is breathed into you, and I want it to be your delight. Amen? Amen. Shortest sermon ever. Okay, so Philippians 1, I kind of did it for you. Philippians 2, we did it together. Philippians 3, guess what? You get to do it. So I want you to spread out anywhere in this hallway. Get in groups of 2 or 3, whatever you're comfortable with, and work through Philippians 3. Do 2 verses at a time. It should take you about 20 minutes. Okay? Remember our categories. Remember some things fit in more categories. You might need to add a new category called Paul, because you're going to learn a lot about Paul today. So spread out, take 20 minutes. Don't forget to put your titles on there. I'll call you back in 20 minutes. Ready, set, go. If you have questions, come ask me. somebody. You see somebody without a group, invite them over. If you don't have your chart, look on with somebody who does. It's okay, no shame, maybe a little bit.
Somewhere. They told me, no, the boys do not go back to your room. So you're like, So we're going to go and we'll join Dub's hike, and then the rest of them are going to hang out around the camp.
Did you hike before?
I've not done this on Mill Lake.
When did that?
We did Bear Lake Trailhead to Mills Lake yesterday.
Yeah. It's not too far. Double leg on it, you get there.
Yeah, that you kids were telling me about.
Yeah,
that.
One of them got hurt a little bit.
So how many you've been kind of following
that? Don't forget to summarize each paragraph. When you finish that first big paragraph, 5-7 word summary title to help you remember what it was about.
This is my. I was in the church outside of San Antonio for about 3 years. And I moved to the church out in the left of the city. So they could always have a beach. I said, I'll take you to the mountains. Just I'll take you to the mountains. I promise I'll take you to the beach. I complained the whole week.
Really?
They are not a mountain. It's like when I'm on the beach, I'm excited at all.
Yeah.
Nothing about it is a beach. But that's how they are with mountains.
Yeah, we've done that every time. Every time you need to do that. It's just a long drive.
Yeah, it's a long drive. Yeah, I think if I get tired, I'm going to have to party with them. And then I get a long day. So.
And it's just souvenirs.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that.
Yeah. Maybe that's as much as we get.
So you took a new position in Georgia. Are you an associate pastor or a general pastor?
Assistant.
Okay.
I like doing everything behind the scenes. I love the virtual ministry. I love the youth. That's my wheelhouse with the youth. I can preach. I'd be fine. I'd be compliment. But I just don't like preaching. I don't like having to take 25 hours. Yeah. I'm just a slow worker. So if it takes me a long time to get something ready, I'm just not going to do all the things.
Season right now. I'm in seminary.
Where at?
Calvin in Grand Rapids, so it's a distance program. Yeah, that started. It was the one that worked best for me. So it's a 5-year program if you do it full speed, and I can't. So I'm on the 10-year track. I'm about halfway done.
I couldn't do that. I'm glad you did that. I can do that.
Have you done seminary?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be an end in sight, so some days I feel like Man, it'd be nice to pick up the pace, but I don't know if I could. It's not.
Yeah, I'm always down. Talk to my wife about it. We love where we're at. We love our church. We love our church. We're Texans. We miss.
Okay.
We miss our family in Texas. We miss being close to them. We've got a 9, 7, 4-year-old.
Okay.
So we miss them, you know, our grandparents. Yeah.
So was the move out to Georgia hard for
everyone? Yeah, we are. We were a little rough about the parking.
How are you doing? You getting there? Colossians 3, right? Back in about 5 minutes, so don't forget to make a title of the chapter and see how it flows from 2 to 3.
I already gave it to them. They're still asking me. I'm serious.
I hate you. Wasn't you?
But no.
Sorry. So verse 15 says, "Let those of us who are mature think this way." It's referring back to 14, thinking the way of going towards the goal of Christ, the upward call of Christ. And if in anything you think otherwise, I will reveal that also to you. I don't really understand this.
You think differently? What do you mean? What are you questioning?
Is that what you're saying? Are you sure enough? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of part of the context, it seems like. And you just, yeah. There's part, if we can dig into some commentaries and find some more specific examples of what he's talking about there, but on the whole, he's talking about.
He's just talking about growing Christians. Let's just
move. Remember, what's he calling for in the book? Unity, and maturity. So it's like unified. What do you think?
Question.
She'll go back. Kids are in. That's the point. God's made one. That's funny. That would be a powerful word to hear. Although I've seen cracks in her arms. Sorry. Do you homeschool? What? Never homeschool. We talk to them all the way around.
Yeah.
If they are, we talk about this and we talk a lot about it. My church is a very Christian school. Personally, I feel burdened to invest in the public school system. But of course, we don't live in the neighborhood that our church is in.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit fun to do. There's a lot that feeds into that. But our daughter went to a preschool, it's a feeder school for her elementary. And I just had a great with getting the parents in the class and the teachers. And I'm kind of concerned that. Placing a new burden on our child for our
take care of our community.
So,
we'll see. Last 3 years we've been all people from private schools for wasn't the popular Christian school, but it was Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
The public school, we got high school. And all three of them.
Yeah, we'll see. She our firstborn and her bloody pets like crazy. But something's kind of broken in her 5-year-old, and her and her mom are supported the whole way.
All right, let's gather up. Let's come back. Very briefly, I'll come back. We'll wrap up your title. Come on back. Here was better than being out in the wind or the sun. So, okay, give me a title. What did your group pick for a title of Philippians 3? No flesh in confidence and no confidence in the flesh. Yes, both work. What else? Talk loud. It's hard to hear. Nothing matters but God. Second paragraph, keep in mind the ultimate goal. Okay? God is the ultimate goal. Ben?
Where is Jesus? Have faith in Jesus Christ in order to have life.
Is that more than 7 words, Ben?
A little
bit. Go on, 7. Just kidding. That's fine. Use semicolons. They're good. They're your friends. All right, you guys are great. You're putting titles in this. You're putting your own words to help you understand what's going on. Okay? Chapter 1, Paul updates us on the ministry. What's going on? And no matter what, the gospel's not in prison. Chapter 2, Christ is our example of how to grow in faith. All right? Chapter 3, keep growing in your faith. Don't do these things. Do these things. Don't follow those guys. Follow these guys. Me, being Paul. All right? What are some of the commands in chapter 3? Say it again. Look out for the dogs. What are dogs? Yes. So you guys didn't do this. Sorry. I had something planned for y'all to do to help you understand the word dogs. Side note, okay? Let's come over here to the side. In your real Bible, you have little letters by all your some of your words and phrases, right? And by this phrase, you have the letter M, I believe. And it gives you three references. It references Isaiah. Isaiah talks about dogs wanting to devour. Okay, like, if you see an animal devouring something, it's not pretty. It's eating it up. Okay? I forget the other one. Psalms talks about the dogs being foolish. They don't have real knowledge. And then I forget the other one right now.
where it talks about the dog being destined for destruction. So it's downloading, Paul's downloading all these ideas into that word. Like, beware of the dog. Beware of those who want to devour you, lead you astray, and who are destined for judgment. Okay? It's fun to chase those rabbit trails. So look at your cross references if you don't know what a word or phrase means, and that'll help you give you some meaning and understanding of what he's talking about. So in this case, dogs. Beware of those who want to devour you, lead you astray, and who are destined for judgment. Dogs. I hate dogs. I'm not a dog person. Sorry, don't judge me. If you do, I don't care. I don't like dogs. Okay, what else? What are some other commands? Beware of the dogs. Great, we'll come back to that one. Another one over there. I saw, what's another command? Abigail? Rejoice in the Lord, and then again I will say, rejoice. Alright? What else? What else is commanded? Love redundancy. The dictionary in the redundant, it says, see redundant. Sorry, thanks. What else? One more command. Important one, second big paragraph. All right. Forget what lies behind and press on. Why should we press on? Who's going to finish what he starts?
God.
Right? 1:6, Philippians 1:6. What God starts, he will finish. So forget what lies behind, press on to what lies ahead. All right, a couple notes about Philippians. This church is mostly full of rich, retired military guys. Okay? So there's part of the backdrop. Also, one of the problems in this church is they're very vain. They love to talk about themselves. They love to boast in their own accomplishments. Oh yeah, here's what I did when I was in the military. Or here's what I did with my wealth. Or here's who I am. Here's how great I am. Paul says, stop talking about yourself. That's not good for the body of Christ. It's not good for friendship. It's not good for anything. Stop talking about yourself. Okay? So Paul, that's his example in the first big paragraph. I'm not boasting in anything that I've accomplished. I'm not boasting in anything. I'm only going to boast in Jesus. And I'm going to forget what lies behind. I'm going to press on towards what lies ahead. Okay? Paul wants unity. If you're talking about yourself, there's no unity. Alright, you're looking out for the interest of other people. It brings much greater unity. Alright, when you got done, if you look back at your chart, your blocks about unity and fellowship, you would see Paul's calling for unity. Alright? Pop quiz. Paul has told us four people to imitate in the book of Philippians. Can you name those four people? Number one, Jesus. What did Jesus do that we should imitate? Though being God, he emptied himself, becoming a servant. Right. Imitate Jesus. Forget what you have. Be a servant. Second person to imitate. Paul. Yeah, imitate, follow me. All right. Chapter 3. Chapter 2, there's two more people. Timothy. What has Timothy done for them? How does Paul describe Timothy? What does he call him? A good what? Heard it, sort of. Timothy's a good soldier. All right, follow Timothy. He's faithful. Okay, the guy with a funny name. What's his name? Epi. Okay, follow Jesus. Follow Timothy. Follow Epi, who almost died for you. Follow Paul. Paul's giving us, these people love to talk about themselves, and he's giving them examples of other people to follow. Alright? Jesus, Timothy, Epi, and Paul. Alright? What you would do is, if you took the big picture, you're looking back at your charts, you would see these commands of people who to follow. Right? That's why it's good to go back and look at all your charts and see what's a thread. Like, you guys have a shirt ever with like a string hanging out, and you pull it, and the next thing you know, half the shirt's gone. You pulled that thread. If you're doing that with these categories, you're pulling that thread of unity. You're seeing all that comes out with it, all right? You're seeing how it all relates to each other. You're pulling the thread of the gospel or the day of the Lord, all right? Why can Christians rejoice, according to Paul in Philippians? Tells us to rejoice a number of times. Why can we rejoice? Philippians 1:6. What God starts, He will finish. And when will He finish it? The day of Jesus Christ. What God starts, He will finish in the day of Christ. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. And until then, don't complain, don't grumble, don't talk about yourselves. Instead, rejoice. Pray always. God will supply all your needs. It's a great message of Philippians. What God starts, He will finish, and until then, follow faithful people. Rejoice. Don't grumble and complain. Alright? That's what the church is supposed to be doing. Alright?
Another sermon head, actually.
Alright, finish Philippians 4 when you get home. Get with a buddy. Do it on your own. You guys did a heavy lifting Bible study today. If you did a quiet time on your own, I bet you would read a verse and say, oh, God's so good. Amen. Let's go. Which is fine at times, but you guys did heavy lifting. You studied a whole chapter of the Bible. You know what it's about. You know where it comes from and where it's going and how it relates to this book and all of the books of the Bible. You guys kick butt. Speaking of kicking butt, let me pray for us and we're done. Thank y'all for a great week. Have a great rest of the day. Okay, I'm going to pray. God, thank you that you have begun a great work in each and every single person in this room. I wish I knew their names and their stories. But you were at work in their life. And God, may they delight themselves in your word. May it be their source of sustenance. May it be sweet to them, even on hard days. May each person in here, each of these beautiful guys and gals, grow up to be more like Jesus. Help them forget what lies behind them. Press on. Help them to rejoice in all circumstances, knowing you supply our every need. Bless them the rest of the day. I pray they have a great time, a great trip home. This would be a great week in their life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.